Blog Talk Radio.
Shavuot Tov, Agitevoch, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. This evening we will be playing some clips that I taped at the Kosher Fest on Wednesday this past week. Kosher Fest is a yearly event that this year took place on Tuesday and Wednesday. It had over 350 exhibitors, not only from the United States, but from Europe, from Israel, from Latin America. It also had events like a panel discussion with cookbook authors, and it had the fourth annual culinary competition done in partnership with the Center for Kosher Culinary Arts and sponsored by Jack's Gourmet Kosher Sausages. At the end of the interviews, there are four interviews that we've taped. At the end of the interviews, we will have time for a few questions if you care to call in. The number to call is 714-333-3357. That's 714-333-3357. We'll start with Alan Bankier, co-CEO, co-president of the Manischewitz Company.
And my first guest this evening is Alan Bankier, co-CEO of the Manischewitz Company, together with Paul Ben-Sabbat. Mr. Bankier, can you tell us a little bit about the new products that Manischewitz has developed over the last few months?
Well, the new products that we're offering is basically now presented into three groups that we're going to talk a little bit about each group. One is comfort food, the other is health and wellness foods, and the other is Mediterranean foods and Mediterranean cuisine. So in the comfort food, that's where we have the more traditional food.
Right.
And we'll start with the shmura or seder matzah, which this year we've been importing from Israel. And we're trying to introduce among people that maybe are not as familiar with what shmura matzah is, the idea that this special matzah is for the first and second seder. Very, very special, handmade, imported from Israel. Fantastic. We're also introducing a whole new line of gravies that we have chicken, we have beef, we have low-sodium chicken that are great to put on rice, on pasta, on anything, and they're really extremely good, and no MSG and natural. Then we're also introducing a whole line of gluten-free and kosher for Passover pasta-type shells, which are very good, very healthy. Also kosher for Passover. We also have a new macaroon tin, a commemorative tin. This is a great thing to bring when you come to somebody's Seder. On it, there's also some interesting stuff about Jewish American Heritage Month with American Jews that are very prominent. It's very nice. Then we also have the broth, which is low sodium, natural, no MSG, which has also been very popular. And then moving down here, we also have gluten-free cake, chocolate cakes, which are not only good for Passover, but are good for all year round. And it's a product that is actually a crossover product. We sell it in the kosher aisle. We also sell it into the natural aisle. And then why don't we move down here? So once we get to the health and wellness, we have the whole Guiltless Gourmet line, as well as sardines that we don't sell under Manischewitz, but we sell under Season, which is a great product, kosher for Passover.
Often Season has long been, another word for sardines.
Another word for sardines, and the great thing about this product is that it's not only in the kosher aisle, it's also in the regular aisle. And then we move on to the more Mediterranean food. So there's the Moroccan fish meatballs, which are fantastic, which
Absolutely.
Are inspired by our Sephardic heritage. But then we also have, we've also done a new twist, the gefilte fish. And for the gefilte fish, we've added Mediterranean spices. So I know you love the Moroccan fish meatballs,
Absolutely.
But you have to try these as well. And then we have the Mediterranean matzah. What we've done is we've basically taken Mediterranean spices and added it to the matzah to give it just a different flavor profile. Exactly. Again, the whole focus, we have couscous, we have falafel. The whole focus is on getting more Mideastern, Mediterranean spices and mixes to have a wider variety. And, you know, our focus now at Manischewitz is not only on doing kosher food, but on doing great food that happens to be kosher. So we're very happy. You want to see the vending machine?
Yes. In the meantime, I find it very comforting and surprising that a company that for years has been synonymous with kosher food is now into health and wellness.
Well, let me show you something. You know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because on every package we have a small icon. And in this icon, it gives the attributes. So, for example, this one shows it's a good source of protein, a high source of iron. On some of the other ones, for example, here, it shows that it's all natural, gives you how much fat, no MSG. On every item, there's a little icon that talks about the different attributes, the health and wellness attributes, so that a consumer really understands what they're consuming, what they're getting, and if they're sensitive to salt or to MSG or whatever. So we're continually trying to improve the products so that the products are going more towards the health and wellness kind of orientation, which is what the consumer wants,
right.
Kosher and not kosher.
Right, absolutely.
You have any other questions on the product? So this is something very exciting that we're doing, and this is something that we're introducing here at the show. It's basically a vending machine that's OU with OU kosher that basically sells knishes. Egg rolls, veggie grillers, and blintzes. And this is something that's going to be in shopping centers, in hospitals, schools, airports, wherever you need kosher food. And it's more than just a snack, more than just a candy bar. It can be a meal, it can be a food, and it's something very very exciting that we're going
to
be rolling out throughout the United States.
Up, huh?
Yes, it actually cooks. It's
now
frozen.
It's ready to eat.
Ready to eat. It goes from frozen to fully cooked in 90 seconds, and there's a microwave oven, and there's an impingement oven, which is like a convection oven, and they are programmed for each product to cook them perfectly. They come out fully cooked, ready to eat. And, you know, we're very excited about this. This for us is very interesting because it's an alternative distribution. It's a new way of bringing kosher food where you need it. For business people that are traveling, they're in the middle of the United States in a hotel, they can have a machine with kosher food. Hospitals, whether it's the doctors, whether it's the patients, the families, cafeterias closed, there's a machine, they can have kosher food more than just, you know, healthy kosher food, more than just snacks. So we're very, very excited about this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next, we spoke to Brigitte Mizrahi. She is the founder and president of the Anderson International Foods Company. They distribute cheeses such as Le Petit Fermier, NNK, Natural and Kosher, and they also recently started a new line, which they picked up from Mark Rosen in Chicago, Sugar River. And Sugar River this year won the Kosher Fest prize for the best new cheese. Here is our interview with Brigitte. It was conducted at the Anderson Company booth, where part of the booth, forgive me, I have a very bad cold, was made to look like a very cozy, very comfortable living room where we shared wine and cheese.
Home. And so often for dinner, you know, I don't really feel like cooking after long days at the office. But my goodness, a good panini with a nice glass of wine and a little salad on the side, it takes a total of, 10 minutes to put together, and I feel like I'm a queen. And everybody at home said, oh, Mom, that's great. I said, you know what? if I can get away with making a nice, good panini because I start with this incredible cheese, why not? You know, sometimes we don't always have, in today's lifestyle, we don't always have the luxury to take time to cook. But then, when we have more time, then I gotta brag. Can I brag for a few minutes? Then we get to cook. And this is something that I made. I'm so proud of myself. I know, I gotta brag. You know, how many people get to pat themselves on the back?
Show it to the camera.
So, this is sweet cold squash, and it's on our blog, natural and kosher cheese, and sincerelybrigitte.com. We have a food blog and a Facebook. And we roasted, I was with a friend of mine who's a photographer. I do not take credit for the picture, okay? Only the cooking. And this is a corn squash. We kind of rubbed the inside with cinnamon, baked it for about an hour, and then we took the natural and kosher, creamy, plain goat cheese. I kind of added a little bit of heavy cream, just a touch, not too much, and just to make it like a cream cheese. Maple syrup, that's the key ingredient, and some little pieces of pear, love pear, it's the fall, it's the season, and put all this inside the squash, and we end up with a beautiful appetizer, a side dish, with a salad, that's it. That's why there's a little bit more fun, because to cook the squash takes about 45 minutes. So,
but the actual preparation sounds very easy.
Extremely easy. And that's the thing that I'm so excited about, is you can do with cheese so many things that look elegant, look appetizing, are healthy, and do not take a lot of time. And on our Facebook, we share a lot of our cheese salads, because I love to cook salads. It's just assembling, you know, whatever is in the fridge. And you add a few cubes of cheese, you know, and all of a sudden, it's fun.
Absolutely.
Oh, I have to show you another thing that I did. Okay.
Okay.
I know I'm in my living room. Okay. That I love to do with cheese is, you see this? I'm going to show it to the camera. That is just a very plain skewer, just a little fancy one, and we just put a cube of cheese, a flavored cheese,
an olive.
Olive, and this is roasted tomatoes. We call it martini snack. We have friends over. So you can have friends over, have martinis, have a glass of wine, and all of a sudden you can have appetizers that literally take what? 3 seconds to put
and
together.
Superb.
And you look like you've been preparing for your husband party forever. This is another one of my favorite recipes. Also, literally, not even 5 minutes. No cooking involved. And this is a salad that I made with the figs. Not even roasted figs. Plain, fresh figs. You can substitute any sliced oranges. You can use maybe... I wouldn't say apple, but any, maybe also betrave, beet would be good. So I took the natural and kosher goat cheese and chopped some pecan, the pecan that we have here, and made a little ball and rolled the goat cheese in the pecan. And now you end up with some really miniature little goat cheese ball. You can put some maple syrup over it, you can put some aged balsamic vinegar, you can have some organic baby greens, and you have a salad. Literally 3 seconds, maybe a little bit more, 3 minutes maybe. And look at it, you look all fancy.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you it's delicious.
Easy.
So a lot of this is kind of what I do. And I have fun, not just with, you know, cheese. It's just coming up with ideas that people can cook and enjoy every day.
I once said on my radio show that if I'm ever caught in a desert island and I can only take one type of food with me, any food that I want, but only one type, I said at the time that the only food I would take in a case like that would be cheese. Why?
Okay,
because
I
happen to love cheese. In fact, my wife used to say that in another incarnation I must have been a mouse because I love cheese so much. And second, because cheese is extremely healthy. It's got just about everything we need.
Yes. So, what's your favorite cheese, if I can ask?
Yes, if I have a choice, my favorite cheese is a Parmigiano Reggiano, or at least the Argentinian Reggianito.
Yes. But that's a little bit more challenging to make kosher. You know that.
Yes.
I think you and I have had many encounters where...
You guys, they have something on the Argentinian cheese. You have the fettucci.
We have the fettucci, and what is the biggest challenge, and it was very, very good. The last production that we have of Chalav Israel, Parmesan, and I think it was Parmesan because it ended up being aged so much from Argentina. But then the government imposed the duty. And I heard that a lot of the milk from Argentina was being diverted and sold overseas to Brazil, to other countries. But the good news is there's no more duty.
Ah.
And we had a chance to meet with the producer. And it looks like we would be making, God willing, another production of Parmesan. And I hope that...
Because I love the Parmesan.
Oh, thank you.
Another one of my favorites, which you also carry, is the Dana Blue.
Yes.
Moshe first introduced me to the Dana Blue, and I must say that the first time I looked at it and the first time I smelled it, I wasn't too sure I wanted to touch it. But then I did, and I became an addict.
So you will be happy. We are going to introduce very, very soon Cheddar Blue.
Ooh.
Haim, are you ready for this? I am so proud of this cheese. This is something very, very unique. Is we took the cheddar cheese and we put some of the blue cheese culture. So you end up with a cheddar cheese that has blue veins and that has a lot of the flavoring of a blue cheese. Not as strong, not as creamy, but it's got the combination of cheddar and blue cheese. To me, it's heaven.
It sounds very good, and I can't wait to get my hands on it.
This is very, very, very new. As we say, hot off the press, or hot off the cheese plant.
Okay, by the way, you mentioned Mark Rosen. When I interviewed Mark Rosen last year in Chicago, he said to me that aside from his own company, his favorite cheeses are Le Petit Fermier and NNK. So the fact that you guys bought out his company, that was obviously a marriage made in heaven.
Yes, we've been big, 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 big fans of each other. I mean, I have the tremendous admiration for Mark because I think really he is a pioneer.
Absolutely.
And a very courageous gentleman to try to create the cheeses that he did. And when he started, was really... I think it was 2004, 2005,
right,
if I'm not mistaken, which was still the infancy, I would say, of our industry. I mean, there's always been kosher cheese. And I think, you know, on and off, there's been more influx of imports and specialty cheeses. But to try to come up with delicious artisan cheese made in the U.S. and kosher, to me, was... really something that I admire about him.
Right.
And we try to do the same at Anderson. We try to bring, you know, the best cheesemaker, the best parts of the country with the good milk from Wisconsin, you know, small family farms, make it Chalav Israel, make it Chalav Sam, and try to create the products that we can be proud of, that we are happy to bring home.
Of course.
and share with our friends and our family.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Brigitte. As always, it's a pleasure talking to you. As always, I learn a lot every time I hear you speak. Thank you, and we have to do this again, please.
Thank you for your support, Chaim. You know, sometimes it gets a little lonely just, you know, developing flavors, and to know that there is this feedback and this passion that we can share, and I really appreciate. Thank you.
Thank you, Brigitte.
Next, we spoke to Dr. Alan Bronner from Jug's Gourmet. Jug's Gourmet has just received, or just won in the new products competition, the best new meat, seafood, or poultry item for their Jamaican style jerk chicken sausages. I can't say I'm surprised. A couple of months ago, I happened to be at Dr. Bronner's, and I tasted an early version of that particular sausage. I found it incredible. When I tasted it now at the booth, I finally understood why there could be nothing better. Without further ado, here is Dr. Alan Bronner.
With me now is Dr. Alan Bronner from Jug's Gourmet. Jug's Gourmet was founded by two people, Chef Jack Silverstein, a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America, and Dr. Alan Bronner, a dentist and professor of dentistry at NYU. Now, I can understand a chef getting involved with this, but a dentist? I understand you're a foodie. I've seen you at various food demos, notably at the Gustibus, at Macy's. I've seen you at Levana's demos. I've heard from Levana that you've used her a few times to test various flavors on her. So obviously you're a foodie, but for God's sake, you're a dentist. How do you get into this business?
Well, first of all, Chaim, dentists like to eat too. And some of us even like to eat gourmet foods. I love to cook. I love to entertain. And as you noted, I like to take a lot of cooking courses. So I met Jack by taking one of his cooking courses. I was sufficiently impressed with him as a teacher because I was a tenured professor myself. Encouraged enough to take a second course with him. And it was a pairing of wine and cheeses. And at the end of the course, Jack and my wife and I, we knocked off a few bottles of wine. And you know what happens? I got a little chutzpahdik, and I challenged a professional chef to a jerk chicken throwdown. The results are not even important, but what it did was it forged a friendship, so much so that I asked Jack to teach me how to make pastrami. So I went out and bought a smoker, and I encouraged him to come to my house, and we brined some briskets, and we rubbed them down, and then we smoked them, and we made pastrami that was to die for. I never tasted anything quite that remarkable in my life, and the truth of the matter is, all of our friends and relatives that ate the stuff said, wow, you know, you should be marketing this. That was not my primary intent. But from there, I asked Jack to teach me how to make sausage. And I went out and bought a sausage stuffer and casings and meats and spices, and we started to make sausage. And again, this was just such a pleasure to the palate. And through the encouragement of other foodies, we decided that we're going to sell sausage and we're going to sell deli meats. It may seem odd that a dentist would get involved in this, but I think that anybody who realizes that there was a niche that needed to be filled in the kosher market, that this needed to be done. And if I could be part of it, well, it's my pleasure to have made an impact in the kosher food industry. And here at Kosher Fest, in our one-year existence, so it's a one-year anniversary right here, we've managed to impress the judges enough that they selected us as a best new product in the huge category of meat, seafood, and poultry. So, yeah, even a dentist who enjoys good food, who has a vision, who has a partner, which is a... he's just a genius of a chef, in my opinion, made a combination that we could actually get into the business, and, well, the public has now proven that we made the right choice.
Talking about Jack for a second, when you said he's a genius as a chef, as a matter of fact, I had the honor of serving as a judge with him a short while ago at the CKCA Chef competition, and he gave me some very interesting pointers. He pointed out a lot of stuff that I would probably not have noticed. I do like food. I do not pretend to be a chef. I cook a little bit, but again, I am not on his class and not even on your class, certainly not on your class. I found them very humble, in some ways self-effacing, and I think that's one of the things that would make him an ideal partner for somebody like you trying to go into business with.
It's been a remarkable shidduch. It really has. Even though I don't have any formal training, Jack respects my opinion. He's still the boss as far as that's concerned. We do have very compatible palates. If I suggest something, he takes it into consideration, and we work great when it comes to recipe development. We're actually working on a few new recipes even as we speak. There are things in the works. Hopefully tomorrow, after we recuperate a little bit, we're going to be testing a couple of new recipes. So Jack's is a growing company. We have a tremendous amount of ideas, but slowly, surely, with attention to detail, we don't jump into anything until we are absolutely 1,000% satisfied. And the public can look forward to more winning flavors.
One of your new products won the 2011 Best Sausage Award. Tell us a little bit about how that was developed, how that came to be.
Jerk chicken is, as I mentioned before, one of my specialties. It was always in the back of my mind that it's a labor of love, actually. You have to marinate jerk chicken for a couple of days, and then you have to really slow cook it over a low heat because it has a tendency to burn. For any person who enjoys that flavor, most people are not going to be able to bother to make a jerk chicken. And you have to develop your own recipes also because there aren't any kosher jerk sauces out there. When the idea came up of having a jerk chicken sausage, we didn't know if we could do it because nobody has ever done it before. So as Jack and I were developing the recipes, even before we finalized it, I invited some of my Jamaican friends to come and have a tasting. They were blown away, not only with the flavor, but also the concept. That here you can take something out of the refrigerator, fry it up in a fry pan, in 5 minutes you've got jerk chicken without the mess. And that's when I said we have to do this. One of the things that we're trying to do is bring a lot of ethnic flavors to the kosher market where it wasn't available before.
Right.
You know, Jack and I are both Bali Tshuva. I've been out in the world, tasted food, I know what it tastes like. And I was even asked today by a number of people, what treif do you miss? I don't miss any treif. I miss good-tasting food.
But from the very beginning, you guys were innovators. I mean, I'm a South American. I've tasted your Mexican chorizo.
Right.
Just like I remember from Uruguay.
Exactly. So the point is,
even
we're trying...
Even if you didn't call it Mexican, it was still chorizo. And yes, it tasted just like what I remember.
So we're trying to bring... I like to summarize what we do at Jack's Gourmet is raising the bar from what the kosher consumer can expect. There's a lot of great flavors out there, unfamiliar to Eastern European palate. We're introducing people to some great flavors. We thought it was a great idea. How about buffalo wings without the bones, without the mess on your fingers? Just bring the flavor in a sausage, and we managed to capture it, and people are appreciating it. So you can look forward to more flavors being brought to the market in the future.
And I can't wait to taste them all. Thank you very much, Dr. Bronner. As always, a pleasure talking to you.
And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you.
Next, we spoke to Alex Vague from Vague's Gourmet. He's the president and CEO. He's a delightful young man who has a line of natural flavored honeys. We first met. Please forgive my cold, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive my raspy voice. We first met him at the wine tasting on September the 21st. The Kosher Wine Society presented new wines for the new year. Not only was it a wine tasting with the usual stuff at any wine tasting, but there were also musicians. There were also artists presenting their paintings, and there were also companies presenting food. It was probably the best wine tasting I've ever had. And here is Alex Vague.
And with me now is Alex Vague, the president of Vague's Gourmet. They have a very interesting line of honey-based products. I was privileged to taste them right before Rosh Hashanah at the wine tasting with the Kosher Wine Society. We described it at the time in our blogs. And now we have the honor of speaking to Mr. Alex Vague, the president of Vague's Gourmet. Alex, a young guy like you, how much experience could you possibly have in the world of food, in the world of business? Why did you decide, of all things, to go into honey? Why honey?
Well, this happened about a year ago when we're sitting sukkah time in the sukkah and we're eating honey, just like every other Jewish family. And being an idea guy, and I love thinking about new things and experimenting with new products, I decided to create flavored honey because to make it more interesting,
right.
The standard is just regular honey. So therefore, I created a few different flavored honey products, gave it to actual honey connoisseurs to taste. They liked it. The light bulb went off. It was a great idea, so I decided to market it. Currently, we have a peanut butter honey, a lemon zest honey. Lemon zest honey, which is his favorite. A vanilla bean, which you can get off of our website, www.vaguesgourmet.com. And we have an all-natural honey. For the people who don't want it flavored, ones, you know, a natural
right.
product. But we're always looking to experiment with new flavors. You know, it is an all-natural product, but it is also a tricky product because people don't really know what to do with it. But if they just took a little time and they read the back label and they went on our website and saw our site and they realized that we post on our site different applications you can use the honey for, they'll understand the product better. And not only that, we are giving them the ideas and the knowledge of how to cook with honey through our different ideas and applications that we provide on our website and the back label. So I got involved because I'm an idea guy and I love creating new products. That's basically it.
Now, you've been in this, you said, for about a year. From the products that I've tasted, they are superb. How long did it actually take for you to test each one of the products before you brought them to market?
That's a great question. Because honey is a natural product, so it's fragile. You can't just put anything into honey to flavor it. You have to know what you're doing. So it took us about 8 months to experiment with those four flavors. Three flavors, but then we're experimenting with other ones that didn't succeed, so we didn't put it on the market. But we did a lot of taste testing. We did a lot of product sampling. We probably went through about over 120 pounds of honey just testing to see if the product works. And then we went through another 120 pounds just to test with the package itself. And then we just continued testing until we really got a superb product. And then once we were comfortable with it, we sent it out into the market.
Well, considering the product that I've tasted, I can say that you've been very, very successful with a superb product. And wish you luck. And I can't wait for your next line of products, whenever that comes out.
Thank you. I appreciate the comfort, the effort in helping us promote. I appreciate the publicity. And I hope all the people who hear this understand that our products are all natural. And that just give it a try. And your
give
mind...
Give me your website again.
It's www.vegsgourmet. That's V as in Victor, E-Y-G-S. gourmet.com. You can order off of the website, or you can look on through our website, the different retailers that we're in. We're still expanding, so don't be discomforted if you can't find it near you. Still order off of the website, or if you give us a call or contact us through the website, if you're local, we can even drop it off by you. But try it out. You won't be disappointed. It's all natural products. It's still honey, and you won't be disappointed. And we're really opening up people's minds and how to be creative and use new products. That's the goal of the company, to open up people's minds, introduce quality new products, and let people enjoy high quality new products that are unique.
Thank you very much, Eli. As always, Alex, I mean, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Likewise. All the best.
There were many products that we liked. There wasn't enough time to have an interview with everybody. Most notable among what we liked among the new products was a line of gelato. Also, elegant desserts, a line of frozen desserts, ice creams and so on, introduced a frozen sushi. No, the sushi is not made with fish. It's not frozen fish. It is an ice cream dessert cut to look just like sushi, with beautiful colors and superb taste. We also spoke to a company from Costa Rica that specializes in kosher tours. You will find them on our blog at http://kosherscene.wordpress.com. That's kosherscene.wordpress.com. And we still have a few minutes left. If you care to give us a call with any questions or any comments, the number is 714-333-3357. That's 714-333-3357. I've been attending Kosher Fest for the last 4 years. Every time, it's bigger. Every time they have new products, most of them succeed. Quite a few of them never make it. Not because they're not good, but because it's hard to find distributors. There were some superb products at this show. Most of them looking for distributors. For example, there was an Israeli company that does incredible cheeses produced in Europe, in Israel, all over the world practically. The company is called Seiman. I tasted their Manchego del Abuelo. I tasted some of their brie, camembert, and other French cheeses. Each one a delight. Each one the stuff of legends. Again, they need distributors in the greater New York City area. That's one of the problems that many of these products have. They may be available in other areas of the U.S., or they may not be available anywhere because of the lack
of distributors.
Among wines, Maromatok won a prize as the best new wine. It's an Argentinian company. I've spoken to them before, and while I found their wines adequate, they were at the time far from producing an award-winning wine. Well, this time they actually succeeded. Their winning wine this year, their award-winning wine, excuse me, forgive me, this call is killing me, ladies and gentlemen. their award-winning wine, the best new wine of the year, was the Fincas Maromatok Cabernet Sauvignon Malbec. Malbec is a very dry grape. It represents Argentinian viniculture at its best. In conjunction with another grape, the wine is truly the stuff of legends. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you this evening, in spite of my cold. And I apologize again for my raspy voice. I apologize for coughing. I realize it's a bit grating in the ears. In any case, we will be back next Wednesday with another exciting show. By then, hopefully, my cough will be gone. Please listen in next Wednesday at 8 o'clock, right here at Black Talk Radio /kosher scene. 8 o'clock Eastern Time, please, New York Time. For now, good evening, Shavuot Tov, Nagitevoch, to one and all. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.